Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at how the nation drinks, how you know when that could be a bit of a problem, and some of the things you might be able to do to change your relationship with drinking. In September this year, the Center for Alcohol Policy Research, based on the 2010 National Drug Strategy Household Survey, released some results and discussed those in reference to the National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines to nationally reduce the health impact of alcohol use. And the Center for Alcohol Policy Research found that over 50%, 51.6% of drinkers actually consumed alcohol in excess of two of the guidelines in the 12 months of 2010. 25.9% of drinkers consumed alcohol in excess of two standard drinks a day, which is the healthy level. Almost half, so 49% of drinkers that were surveyed, consumed more than four standard drinks in a single occasion at least once in the previous year and qualified therefore as binge drinking. 40% of all drinkers that were surveyed actually consumed alcohol in excess of this guideline, more than four standard drinks on a single occasion, at least monthly. And almost one in six drinkers actually report consuming 11 or more standard drinks in the one sitting at least monthly. Quite frightening statistics, I would think, and indicative of the place of alcohol in culture and more evidence, I guess, of some level of acceptance as a drinking culture, that in some ways this behaviour has been socially normalised as an activity which is masculine or even normalised as an activity of young people. But actually finding that it is actually a vast majority of drinkers actually drink in excess of the national health guidelines for safe and healthy drinking. I think as a nation we have to consider the acceptance of drinking within our culture and the influence that this may have and the pressures that it may cause people to conform to this culture and the stigma that people may actually feel when they choose not to drink or to drink less. We see evidence of this every weekend with alcohol-related violence and issues in our nightlife, in our cities and urban areas. So, what are the things that actually suggest that our alcohol use could be becoming problematic? Firstly, any increase in the amount of use, anything which increases one's tolerance or ability to drink more in one sitting is a warning sign. Any increase in the frequency of drinking, so drinking more days per week, any increase in the focus placed on drinking and the necessity of drinking. Any evidence of secrecy, of needing in some way to conceal our drinking from anyone else. Any other issues that are related to our drinking, so the impact, everything from drink driving to relationship stress to alcohol-fueled violence, as we talked about before, to dependency. And most importantly, any use of alcohol as a way to regulate emotion and cope. All of these are factors which form the framework for every individual's consideration of the role of alcohol in their life. And lastly, and most importantly, any concerns from our loved ones about the level of our drinking is another indicator that this could be drinking, which is problematic for us, could have impact on our emotional, social, and mental health, as well as physically. So, what can you do? More and more campaigns now are actually encouraging people to really consider their alcohol use and even to take a break. And actually, this is starting to cause the whole nation to look at their relationship with alcohol. And there's a couple of really important ones. Dry July, which has just passed, and Feb Fast, both of which encourage people to take a calendar month off and abstain from drinking and to do so for a good cause. So to provide charities with money and to get sponsorship and make it an actual social event. Really, really important and interestingly help to destigmatize not drinking. But I think we all have to actually consider our own relationship to alcohol and the place of this relationship. And this week's Mind Games are a couple of questions to ask yourself. Are there times when I'm actually telling myself I need to drink? Are there times where my drinking fits into the pattern of using a substance to manage my emotions? And if so, is this really a bit of a warning sign for me? And I'd like to encourage everyone to consider doing their own Dry July. whatever calendar month it happens to be, for their own health's sake, to pick a month and to tell their friends that they're not going to drink for that month, and to hopefully encourage their friends to get involved as well. So consider a trial separation from your relationship with alcohol this week with Mind Games.